You can't stop Stephen Curry. You can only hope to contain him. That was the problem the Blazers had last night. Curry posted 32 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals. The Warriors beat up the Trailblazers 101-93. Portland small forward Nicholas Batum says they need to figure out a way to pick up some road wins in order to make the postseason.
We need to win some game on the road because it's going to be huge to make the playoffs. So now we got Phoenix next time, but our next road game is going to be in Utah, so we need this game.
LaMarcus Aldridge totaled 18 points and 7 rebounds for Portland. They had won the first two games on its 3-game-in-3-night stretch. Batum and Jamal Crawford each helped out with 16, while Marcus Camby hauled in 16 boards. Other winners yesterday: New Jersey, Cleveland, Washington, Miami, Indiana, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Minnesota, Toronto, and Golden State. Speaking of Batum, Portland did not reach an agreement on a contract extension with the small forward. That means Batum will become a restricted free agent at the end of this season. Batum will be able to negotiate a contract with any NBA club, but Portland will have the option of matching that offer and keeping him, and I bet they will. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says he will not blame the scoreboard for his team's loss in Sunday's AFC Championship game. Harbaugh says it's nonsense to think that incorrect down and distance information may have been intentionally posted as Baltimore drove for a potential game-tying field goal. The Ravens appeared hurried as Billy Cundiff set up for and eventually missed the final 32-yarder. Nike yesterday introduced their Hyper Elite Platinum uniform for initial use by 9 college basketball programs that have won NCAA championships. Nike says it's the lightest basketball uniform in existence, weighing in at a pound lighter than any other uni. Neither Oregon nor Oregon State will get that uniform initially. And the LA Lakers top Forbes list of the NBA's most valuable franchises. I know that just makes Frank so happy. Los Angeles displaced the New York Knicks as the most valuable team with an estimated worth of $900 million. Forbes credits the Lakers' long-term television deal with Time Warner Cable for boosting the team's value by 40%. Over last year. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.